This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's bring in the playmaker, Michael Irvin, here on Sean and RJ, the home of America's team is 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Man, I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. Hey, listen, y'all know I'm telling the truth. All Cowboy haters, you know, they were ready, man. Oh, my God, they were ready. It was going to be a hell of a long week for us, man. They were so happy to see that thing going on the way it was going on. So yeah, we rose from the dead. Y'all see what I tweeted? I texted out that I was writing my eulogy. I was writing my eulogy. I was on the last paragraph, and that thing, somebody turned that thing around. Oh my God, that was an incredible, incredible game, an incredible, incredible win. A win I didn't think they had that in them. That showed me something. That showed me something different.
Where were you, and who did you grab when they recovered the onside, and then when Zuerlein hit the field goal? Where were you?
Now, I have to watch Cowboys games by myself. So I'm in my office because we're doing the shows from home now, you know, on Sunday mornings. Even when when I'm in the studio, right, we watch all the games together. I'm there with the group. We're watching them, mess with everybody. But Cowboys come on at 4. I got to go, guys. I'm sorry. We out of here. They said, Michael's getting ready to leave. The Cowboys about to start. So I go. So I was there because I get, you know, my wife makes me shut my office door because I get to, you know, I'm in there, right, I'm yelling at me. Wait, what kind of call is that? Oh, wait, like I'm on the field. I'm really on the field. And she comes in there like, hey, you know, what are you doing? I said, she said, they can't hear you. I said, they can feel me. They can feel me.
So
I have to be by myself when I'm watching, man. I get so intense.
Were you ever a part of like a win like that, like a comeback win like that one, where there's a crazy play, an onside kick, anything like that?
Where everything in order for that win to happen, there were so many things that had to fall in place, and they fell in place. And you know, mostly, you know, one of my boys called me during the game. And it was like, man, you know, Kurt was something. When Cowboys, they just don't make those plays they have to make. Kurt Warner, they just don't have to make. Every time it's time to make those plays, they just don't make those plays. I mean, want to snatch them sometimes. You know? But I have to listen to it because he's a man. He can have his opinion. But they were kind of right. They've been right. He's been right. We were right there, but we don't make those plays. And it's not a talent thing. So I've assessed this, that, okay, let's make this a desire, let's make this a heart thing, but things changed. That was different. They made the plays they needed to make to win that game. I'm hoping and praying, I said it last night on Inside NFL, I will be saying it Sunday, that a game like this, when you have a game like this, the aroma stays in your nostrils all year long, and you can use that aroma to get through, and it propels you to greater things. Greater things. Let me tell you what I mean by that. All year, you're going to Seattle this week. You're going to Seattle this week. You're in that game no matter what because of what you just experienced, and you succeeded. You know, you were down 20. You stayed together. You kept fighting. You kept pulling away. And it wasn't like you were down 20 and then you came back. You were down 20. You got close. They scored more. So they moved the goal back. You had to come together again and keep coming back, keep coming back, and keep coming back. And you got it done. Now, when you're in Seattle, if you're down, and you may be down, you can pull on that. The rest of the year, whenever you're down, and you will be down, you can pull on that. Something like this can propel you to greater things. Long as you know, long as we stay together, we can pull on what we've done before and make it happen again.
The playmaker, Michael Irvin, joining us here, 105.3 The Fan. You texted me the next morning, Monday morning, and you were wrong, but, you know, you're in the Hall of Fame and I'm not, so I can't really kill you. You did not like the two-point conversion. Why?
What do you mean I was wrong? I want to make that a one-score game. You understand? Let's kick the field goal. Let's kick the extra point right here. Now we're down eight. We're down eight. That's one score. That's one touchdown right here in a two-point conversion. So if we get that in the two-point conversion, then we kick off, right? But if we get that touchdown and we don't get a two-point conversion, we still got to come back to the onside kick, and we may not get the onside. I'm trying to tie this game first. Tie this game first. But they went that route that they went, and somehow on a miracle, it worked out. Say what you will. That was strictly miracle. On that onside kick. That was a Leon Lett moment. That was a Leon Lett moment. How do you not know? My grandmother in her grave right now called me and said, "Don't they know? Even I know you got to jump on that ball before 10 yards." My dead grandmother knew, and you didn't know. How do you not know? That's what blew my mind. So it's a miracle that they got that chance to win that game. They should have kicked that extra point and came back and then gone for two later.
Michael Irvin here on The Fan. Now we gotta talk reality, because they should be 0-2. We got coaching questions from the fans.
Wait, I'm not going with that. They should be 2-0. That was not a pass interference. They should be 2-0, or at least have the opportunity. Let me tell you, you guys go look at that pass interference. Go look at it. Let me tell you how to look at it. Let me tell you how to look at it. In what world, and I know we're asking a lot here, but in what world do you push off somebody using the back of your hand? So he wasn't saying, "Oh, I'm just going to push off you," because we would all use the palm of our hands to do that. Everybody would use the palm of your hands. He used the back of his hand was on Ramsey's chest, and he was trying to get his hand away. Nobody pushes off using the hands. Take it from me, I'm a push off genius. This is what I did. Nobody says so. Take it from me. Nobody does that. And he had to use the back of his hand. He wasn't pushing off. He was trying to snatch his hand from him so he can catch the ball. That was a horrible call. That was just a horrible call. But we got to live with
right.
it. Now you
I'll
go
rephrase.
Ahead. Go ahead, Sean.
I'll rephrase. Even though they should be 2-0, we got questions about D-line pass rush, tackle health with Tyron, the secondary. Right. We like Diggs, but there's still monster issues. Some people are still calling out McCarthy and Kellen Moore. What are you worried about with this team, Michael?
All that you just talked about. All of that.
That's a lot.
Absolutely. That's right. It's a lot. Now, I'm worried about it, but we should be talking about, okay, how can we get through this? Now, okay, we don't know what's going on with Tyron, when we will get him back. We're playing Seattle this week. Seattle got no pass rush on Cam Newton. No pass rush. So I'm saying, okay, maybe we can hold off another week here, because they got no pass rush, none whatsoever on Cam. Cam looked great back there, just sitting back throwing the ball. He looked great. Best he looked since his MVP season. So I'm extrapolating and saying, okay. So and then they lose my boy, and I feel so bad for him because I love him. I call him a cousin, Bruce Irvin. you know, that Bruce Irvin was the one that told me. I remember the first he went up against Tyron Smith. That was, remember I told you that guy that said, and I told you I wouldn't use his name, but now you know who it was. The guy that said, let me go. My boy, my son is watching this. When Tyron grabbed him and just held him, he was like, oh, my God, this is the strongest dude I've ever been up against. So Bruce is probably, you know, he's not happy he has the ACL, but probably glad he's not going to see Tyron Smith out on the football field. But if they can hold back that pass rush, they can do some damage against Seattle. Now, you only have to worry on that defense about Bobby Wagner and who? Jamal Adams. I want to get on you guys, too. Let me take this. I don't mean to hijack the show, but let me get on you guys. I was hearing that rhetoric. It's all we're talking about. We don't need Jamal. Are you joking? You don't think Jamal heard that? I guarantee you it's going to be on your back. Jamal going to make the Cowboys pay. Because of what y'all were saying, I guarantee you this. Listen to me. I guarantee it.
Don't put that on us.
It's on y'all. It's all on y'all. Because y'all should have been talking, let's get Jamal. I ain't trading Jamal. I'm not giving up that draft capital, and then you got to give up that money. You see what we have in the secondary, and you see what he's doing. Right now, he's playing like Defensive Player of the Year. And he wanted to be here in Dallas. His mom, Jamal's a mom's boy. When he called me, he said, man, Mike Milne, what's going on? Man, my mom told me, she said, I don't like how they treat you. Is there any way you can come home and play right in front of me, baby? He was emotional telling me this. I said, oh, my God, we got to get him here. He'll hurt somebody on the field if we can get him in a Cowboy uniform, right? And it just didn't work out. Don't think I ain't called Steve and I'm trying to get – I was ready. Come on, please, let's get him here. But we're going to feel the repercussions of Jamal Adams come Sunday. And here's what I worry about is Jamal is infusing the rest of that defense with his fervor and anger for not coming here. That's what I hope the Cowboys are ready for. That's what I don't understand. I don't think the team that we have, the guys that step on the field, understand the depth of what it is. Because every time they play, they have to understand they're playing yesterday, today, and tomorrow, all in one. They're playing the history of America's team. They're playing the team in front of them, and they're playing whatever's going to happen with America's team because everybody gets so sick of hearing about the Dallas Cowboys. They have to understand that every time they step on the football field.
Is Jerry regretting not signing Dak with each passing day? Now that Deshaun also got paid, this cash keeps going up. I mean, is Jerry regretting that right now?
You remember, you guys, I think I came on with you, it was about a year and a half ago now. Maybe it was about a year and a half ago when we first started talking about this. And we were arguing about, does Dak deserve $30 million a year? I was on with you guys. And I said, guys, the price only going to keep going up from here. We need to do this. We're like, oh, $30 million for that. Prescott, 30, man, no way. Your bottom number now is 40. That's the bottom number. There's no way he's signing for less than 40 now. There's just no way. There's just no way. So I wish we would have done it then. And let me tell you why I say this too. And I brought it up the other night when I was doing the they thought I was dead thing. I was ready this week. I would have come out and said, wait a minute. Dak is not using his legs. And I would have started wondering, okay, Kellen Moore's calling the plays. Dak went and spoke and got Kellen Moore, made sure Kellen Moore stayed here. They both understand Dak has a long-term contract out there waiting. And are both of these guys not using a skill set that Dak has in running the football because they're trying to preserve him for the long-term deal? And I said, I hope we're not having to deal with the repercussions of this by not allowing him to run. And now Dak pulled that ball out on the goal line, and it was wide open. Nobody touched him. You know why? Because other teams were thinking the same thing I was thinking. they were just crashing down on Zeke. They were like, Dak ain't running the ball. Don't worry about him. He has a long-term contract out there. He's not putting his body in harm's way. So that's why it was brilliant for them to start using his legs and make a difference.
Well, that's good news for Dak that his money's going up, but bad news for you, Mike, your money is going down because I thought we had a glorious time. I thought we had an amazing 6-hour dinner.
It was 6 hours.
Tremendous.
It was 6 hours.
I got in trouble with the missus. And then a little birdie tells me that the playmaker has returned to the steakhouse numerous times. I said, Choppy, check your phone. You must have bad signal. He didn't text you. I said, I know I don't have it on my phone. So because you left us in the dust, I have called personally this commercial, this company here at 105.3 The Fan to get him to take away this endorsement, and your commercial money is now gone for this.
Let me just say this because it would not be supercilious of me to make this statement.
I'm afraid it may come off as a bit supercilious.
I've been called silly, but never supercilious.
No.
What did he say earlier?
Almost tantamount.
Supercilious.
Superciliousness is not what this ad is about.
Supercilious.
Stop asking in my ear what I said. I said supercilious. That means it wouldn't be arrogant or out of hand for me to say it. This is why I am back.
That's gone, Mike. Yeah, see, man, I'm sorry.
I love that spot too, man. I love that spot. And I haven't heard that commercial in a while. And, you know, I haven't heard the commercial in a while. You know, and I'm listening every time I head to a workout or head from the workout. So I haven't heard it in a while. So that's funny. That's a good commercial, though. That's a good commercial. That's a great word. That's a great word.
It is.
That's a great word.
It is a good word. Now you know why. The great Michael Irvin. Mike, thank you for the time. Pray for him on Sunday. I'm worried about it. And enjoy the game.
Yeah, but this may be, I'm telling you now, and we'll see the residual of that victory last week early if it is down inside of them. If it's down inside of them, we'll see it, and this will be a good game. I mean, this is it. And Dak wants to get paid. I said it on so last week. Hey, Matt Ryan was once one of the highest paid. And right now, and just a little while ago, Russell Wilson. Go beat those guys. Go beat those guys. It removes any doubt. Let me one more thing I want to tell you guys. You know, starting next week, I'm coming out with the MIP. It's the Michael Irvin Podcast. My first guest will be. That's right. My first guest will be Stephen A. Smith.
Michael.
No. I got to get him on. We're going to get Stephen A. on, right? That'll be my first guest on the Mike Irvin Podcast. And I'm telling you, it's going to be off the chain. But I'm hoping and praying the Cowboys win so I can have some strength in that conversation. I'm going to let you know, man. But I'll let you guys know about it.
Wait, is the podcast going to be off the chain or is it going to be?
Supercilious.
Supercilious. Yeah. Super
Thank you, Mike.
All of that and more. I appreciate it, guys.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.